This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Oh, the Bieber there on Mad Wednesday
the
with
Bieber.
That just, you know, where is he now? I'm enjoying the break.
I'm okay with not hearing a lot about him, if I'm going to be honest.
I think he was in a bit of trouble though. I don't know. Anyway,
he always is.
He often listens. We've got a guest in, haven't we?
We do,
and we love it when we do. And this one is an award-winning guest as well. We don't get many of them, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Scott Brennan.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't realise you had an audience in here. They're nice and lovely.
We keep them quiet when they need to be.
Yes. They're very good at
now
being
you,
quiet.
Now, because you've done a lot, haven't you, over your little life?
Are you being rude? No,
not
yes.
At all,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Quite the opposite. But, you know, you've been known as a comedian for many, many years.
Yes.
And this is, today, really, as a producer, then,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I'm plugging my show, yes.
Yes.
A few years ago, I got sort of sick of sitting by the phone and waiting for it to ring as a comedian and actor and started... my own production company with a couple of buddies, and now we have a TV show, Mash Up Pictures. Yes,
and
nice. A little telly show on the telly.
Let me read this. Right. It's called Housemates.
Yes,
and this is the second series, as you mentioned. And the reason that you've been that you're doing another one is because they asked you.
Yes,
and it was.
And we're fabulous.
No, yes. Well, it was the fourth most watched factual program on the ABC.
Yes.
That is mammoth.
It was mammoth, and also considering that the first series was just released on iView as well. God bless iView. It's fantastic.
It isn't difficult to know why, though, because most of us have lived with somebody.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that's what this is all about, isn't it?
Yes.
And do we look into their lives to various people?
Yes.
Give us a bit more. Go on.
Well, each episode compares two houses. We're looking at strange, interesting, unusual share house setup. So tonight's episode, which is on at 9:20 today on ABC.
Good on you. Good.
Get that one in. Tonight's episode is quite interesting. We have this stripper house. With the anarchist house.
Oh. Right. Well, I mean, forgive me, but let's begin with the stripper.
Oh, no.
Chris, that was the one I was most excited about.
You're sweating, Michael.
There's a little photo and it's a male stripper.
Three male strippers living together. There's a lot of... they don't spend much time
how
with
did they get
and
on,
a couple.
How did you get these people?
We put... The ABC put a call out through their social media saying we're doing another series of Housemates.
Brilliant.
And Joel, who's in the episode tonight, actually... he sent in a big application. We kind of went,
did he?
Yes, he did. Quite a large application.
Where does he do this tripping? Where is this?
Perth.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So do you have to go over to wherever they are?
Yes, yeah.
Do you do it? Is it like a Kardashian thing in that, you know what I mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is it great big cameras or is there little
No. It's actually it's interesting with this house because each house we kind of try to shoot in a different way, in a way that kind of reflects what's going on in the house. So for this one we gave them a camera and got them to shoot their own stuff. And so we got lots of kind of behind the scenes almost because when, like, we only have a small camera crew, so it's just kind of Rob, the director, a cameraman and a sound person, and so they kind of, you know, hiding in corners and slinking around and trying to capture stuff. But people tend to act a little differently when there's a camera crew.
Don't
there.
We all, yes.
But
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, no, you act up when the cameras are out, Dean. I know you.
Bad acting.
We get lots of, because they love pranks and they love they're very open sexually, this house, and so there's a lot of kind of mucking around and nudity and stuff like that we managed to capture with
I mean, but like any of those, any show like that where it's real, it's all very well that you do something that's stupid and whatever, but you know, you've got to remember that everybody, we're all watching it.
Yes.
And that, you know, that.
But at the same time, like we're not in the business. You know, we don't want to make these people look stupid.
No,
like, it's not about.
But what about
them
if they
stupid.
Do? They make themselves look stupid. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, like we try to show you know, a pretty sort of balanced story about them. So because we chose their houses because they've got a story to tell. So
has there been any like really horror stories of people living together?
Well, actually, I made a... There's a companion series to Housemates on iView called Horror Housemates.
Oh.
Because within the episodes, there are little breakout segments, little one-minute Horror Housemate stories.
Right.
And so for this series, the ABC asked us to make... I've made 12... They're kind of my baby. So mm-hmm. I've made 12 short episodes of Horror Housemate stories, all told in different styles. So there's animation and there's live action and there's children's stories. There's a sock puppet musical, you know, lots of different stories. But some of those Horror Housemate stories will make you glad if you've lived in uneventful share houses.
Yes. Yeah.
Has anyone really ever lived in an uneventful share house?
But there's uneventful and there's uneventful.
Mine is uneventful. You know, I live with a guy and it's uneventful. Mm.
I reckon if we asked Liam, it'd be a whole other story.
Well, possibly. He's lucky to have me. I think, you know, as you, I mean, it's when you're younger. These people are a lot younger than, I am, aren't they? Are they in their 20s?
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
The word significantly comes to mind.
Yeah. You can, the fact that you can say it, the cheek of you. Now, you would have, I'm imagining the idea for Horror Housemates came because you used to live with Thomas Chaspers.
It is true. I think I might have been the Horror Housemate in that circumstance. But the great and awful thing about living with Thomas Chaspers, who is Rhonda Butchmore,
yes,
of course.
And a granny.
And a granny,
like
yes,
you.
Absolutely. We're both grannies together,
yes.
But I would get home and, you know, a bag of wigs would have exploded in the lounge room.
Well,
that's true. But we would, you know, do the housework, not that we did very often, in, you know, thigh-high silver sequin boots.
See, they're the ones that you want to be filming.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Where
yes.
we think our life is boring.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you don't want to see me bending over scrubbing the bath.
What I do want to see is Housemates, and it's, as you mentioned, it's on tonight.
Yes.
So it is on each and every Wednesday. I think we've got a few more, but iView is also where we need to go as well then.
Yeah, so the half-hour episodes are on ABC on Wednesday nights, but on iView you can watch episodes of the individual houses, so like 15-minute houses, and you can see Horror Housemates as well.
Will everything go onto iView? Does it have Series 1 on there as well?
They're all on there.
It'll all be there. So if you love it tonight, go to iView and check it out. Series 1 and the other ones as well.
Yeah, and just Mouse Strippers. That's
yes.
Yeah. And I knew you would be fixated.
With the Anarchists side by side.
In the interest of balance.
Yes. The Anarchists, they're really fascinating. They're wanting to open their house up to the community. And so they're starting kind of a community garden and a library.
But that's not really anarchy, is it?
Well, it's more anarchy in that there's no one's in charge.
Okay.
Like that they do everything kind of together and as a group.
Well, I wouldn't want to live there.
You're a fascist at heart.
The other one I found...
I'd like to know where I stand.
The other one I found most interesting was the all-female share house where two vegans and one meat eater, all with strong opinions, are trying to get along and be waste-free while also trying to make it work with a new housemate who's just moved in.
Yep.
That just sounds like a cantankerous scenario.
Oh, it does. Oh,
whereabouts
absolutely.
In Brunswick was that? Oh dear!
Can't tell. They make their own toothpaste to be waste free because they can't even have plastic bags. If they have a plastic bag, they will like wash it and hang it on the line and reuse it.
Well, I don't.
I don't wash it. I just reuse it.
Well, but I've seen what's in some of your bags, Dean, and you should probably rinse them.
I don't. Hold on, I can't get past making my own toothpaste.
They make their own toothpaste, their own deodorant, and because it all comes in packaging, and they're trying to get rid of all their plastic. So it's actually a really big commitment.
Wow. I would be worried about my teeth, though. Did they look like they were rotting?
They have lovely teeth.
Really?
They all have lovely
Were they
teeth.
Real?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
They've probably recycled
Might
them.
Not.
No.
But making it, what are you doing tomorrow? I can't. Making me own toothpaste.
Well, it's better than I'm washing my hair. I'm busy, yeah.
Making my own shampoo.
Yeah.
God, that's, oh, no wonder you're loving this.
It's fascinating.
Is it going to be another series?
Well, I don't know. Well, just ring the ABC and say, hey.
Yes.
We want another one. Go on.
Yes.
Let me urge you.
Why not?
Love it. All right. Brilliant. Housemates.
It is.
All right. And it's on tonight, as we mentioned, ABC 2 at 9:20. Scott Brennan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Lovely.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.